Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1042, visible translated text is as follows. CRO 88 examination. I am guessing about the time. It wouldn't take over 5 minutes to get off the car, walk to the pencil factory door, in, walk up the stairs and back into Mr. Frank's office. The hasp is bent a little. I heard Boots Rogers testify at the coroner's inquest, and I testified twice. I did not correct any statement at the coroner's inquest that Boots Rogers made. I am the prosecutor in this case. I cannot give the words of the conversation of the telephone message between myself and Mr. Frank. I could be mistaken as to the very words he used. It was just a casual telephone conversation. I don't know that the splotches that I saw there were blood. The floor at the ladies' dressing room is a very dark color. I saw cord like that in the basement, but it was cut up in pieces. I saw a good many cords like that all over the factory. I never found the purse, or the flowers, or the ribbon on the little girl's hat. This diagram, states Exhibit A, is a correct diagram of second floor and basement of Pencil Company and other places. No. 11 on diagram, states Exhibit A, is the toilets. Redirect examination. I was guarded in what I said over the phone to Mr. Frank, though it was just a conversation between two gentlemen. These pieces of wood look like what I chipped off the floor. I turned them over to Chief Lanford, referring to State's Exhibit E, recalled for the state. I saw Mr. Rosser at the coroner's inquest. I never heard him say anything throughout the hearing. W. Rogers, sworn for the state. I am now connected with Judge Roan's court. I was at the station house Saturday night, April 26th, and went to the National Pencil Company's place of business. It was between 5 and 5:30 that I heard Mr. Starnes have a conversation over the phone. I heard him say, "If you will come, I will send an automobile after you." It took us 5 or 6 minutes to get out to Mr. Frank's residence at 680 Georgia Avenue. Mr. Black was with me. Mrs. Frank opened the door. She wore a heavy bathrobe. Mr. Black asked if Mr. Frank was in. Mr. Frank stepped into the hall through the curtain. He was dressed for the street with the exception of his collar, tie, coat, and hat. He had on no vest. Mr. Frank asked Mr. Black if anything had happened at the factory. Mr. Black didn't answer. He asked me, had anything happened at the factory? I didn't answer. Mr. Frank said, "Did the night watchman call up and report anything to you?" Mr. Black said, "Mr. Frank, you had better get your clothes on and let us go to the factory and see what has happened." Mr. Frank said that he thought he dreamt in the morning.